Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, and let me read verse 1 and 2. The word said, he said, now the Holy Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some of the believers shall depart from the faith. Some shall depart from the faith. It means that they used to have faith or they were in the faith. But in these latter days, some things are going to happen that will bring people to run away from the faith. And they will be given heed. Giving heed meaning that they will be listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. This is what is going to happen in the latter days. And only God knows that we are in the latter days. So much is going on in the realm of the spirit. What will bring one once in the faith and the time comes, depart from the faith? He said, it's because something is happening outside the faith caused by seducing spirits. So they are preaching a different type of gospel. And they that are in the faith are caught by it. And they run to hear a gospel that is not of our Lord Jesus Christ. Doctrines from the devil. So they end up converting people to lies, hypocrisy. Name it. Anything that faith requires is completely eradicated. And went back to their state of depravity. Their state of depravity. So, you know, Satan, we have to understand that this time, this end time, Satan and his demonic forces, they are capable of so many things. If you are looking for prophecy, they prophesy. And they will tell you the exact situation that you are going through. And not only they will tell you, but they have the ability to also bring it to pass. Bring it to pass. You see, these things are learned from the time of the Great Tribulation. The time of the Great Tribulation, we're going to find out that, you know, the ministry of the false prophets, it's so intense. And their purpose is to play the role of counterfeit Holy Spirit. These are seducing spirits. And they will be released. Matter of fact, they are already here. But much more in the time of great tribulation. And their only purpose is to play the role of counterfeit Holy Spirit. But we know that the ministry of the true Holy Spirit of Christ is to draw people to Jesus Christ. So if they bring forth a counterfeit Holy Spirit, it is for the purpose to draw people to Satan, Antichrist. They will be working against the activities of Christ. And so much is going on. It's not every mighty work that is coming from the Lord. It's not every healing that is coming from Jesus. So much is going on. Doctrines, you know, deeds, signs and wonders. And if you are not careful, even the very elect shall be deceived. That is why people are departing from the faith. That is why they depart from the faith, because now, if your faith is only after physical manifestations, you will be seduced by this spirit. But our faith are not after the physical manifestations only. Our faith is in the word of God. So anything that is being done, which is not verified by the word, we are extremely careful. The standard of a Christian is the word of God and nothing else. In other words, you come to be confronted with two things. On one side, you have the truth, and the other side, you have the false. But the truth, what type of truth are we talking about? Truth in the sense of reality. So now, what is the truth? Because the whole deception of Satan is about counterfeit. He's counterfeiting the Holy Spirit. So people are speaking false tongues. They are bringing forth healing that is not from God. They are preaching a word of God, so-called a word of God that is not from Almighty God, but from their own God. How would you know which one is which? Which one is truly from the living God? You're going to have to know the truth. So what is truth? In the book of John, John 17, and the verse is 17. The scripture says, he says, sanctify thy disciples through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So the word of God is truth. The word of God is truth. The word of God will never deceive you. Anything that is going out there, when you bring the light of the word of God on it, it will expose any counterfeit. And you will be okay. So, if you really want to be living a truthful life, then you have to live a word, a life that is of the word. You have to live a life that is of the word. In other words, the word of God becomes your standard, and everything that goes on in your life, the mirror of the word should go over it and make sure that it is all according to the standard of Almighty God. Jesus Christ is the truth. In John 14 and the verse 6, Jesus Christ himself said, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way, the only way to the Father, to the truth. Because in John 1:14, he said, this Jesus, by the way, John 1:1 says that the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we know that that Word is Jesus Christ. So when John 1:14 talks about, he said the Word was made flesh, because Jesus Christ, who is the Word, came in the physical. He came in the physical here to live with us. He came here in the flesh and dwell among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Full of grace and truth. Full of grace. You cannot come to Jesus and be deceived. You cannot come to Jesus Christ and be living a life of deception. It is impossible, because the man himself is the truth. So you come to know Christ, you are covered with the truth. The truth. So, what is the truth? The truth is Jesus Christ. What is the truth? The truth is the word of God. Well, so when you are in a situation, how would you know the truth then? We said it is the word of God, it is Jesus Christ. Yes, we have highlighted few things about it. But now, if I'm going through a situation or experiencing, you know, some kind of healing is, you might be going through a church and you are completely innocent. But you don't know that so-called the man of God is operating with a spirit that is not of God. How would you know? How would you know? I have always been saying, I said, you know, the problem is not about Satan. Because Satan had already been assigned to do evil. So we know that anything that is coming from darkness is not good. We know that. So we don't have problem with that. The problem that we have is you. It's you. You making sure that you are not deceived by their craftiness. Because they are meant to do evil. They are meant to do evil. So he said, do not give any room to the devil. Don't give any room to the devil. So the problem is not the devil. The problem is you. If you give room, devil will operate. Because his action is constant and permanent. Constantly doing evil. You cannot stop the evil man from doing evil. Because it is his nature. That's what he does. But you can stop his evil in your life. You can stop his evil in your life. You don't have to be a victim of their craftiness. So you can see that the problem is not them. The problem is you. Yes. You want to make sure that God tells you that pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Why is that? He said the devil roaming around like a lion seeking whom to devour. So if your house is not on fire, the guy passing by, he said, this is another house that we can go in and perform evil. Let's go and cause commotion. They come in, possess whatever that they can possess, and destroy the home, and they are moving on. Do you think that you are the only one that is going through this situation? No, you are not the only one, because the assignment is to go from house to house. Everyone whose door is open is prompt for the devil to come in and perform wickedness to destroy the entire family. So the problem is not them, the problem is you. You have to make sure that you keep your door closed. You have to make sure that you keep your door closed to the devil. That is the problem. So, how would I know that this church singing is good? Preaching is even very good. But how do I know that I am in the truth? Well, John 8 and the verses 32. Jesus Christ said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, it is very simple. If I come in the presence of the living God, so-called the presence of the living God, and whatever that is being done there is not making me free, then it's not the truth. Please let me say this again. If the gospel that is being preached, the signs and wonders that are being demonstrated are not making you free, then it's not from God. You go to a church, the messages are being preached, but you are still sinning, sinning, and sinning, and sinning, and sinning. It is not making you free. Free from what? Free from sin. Free from sin. How would I be entertaining myself in the church and always shaking hands with the devil? I come and we will not be talking about, you know, you want, he said, seducing spirit. So you want to hear the word that is nice in your years. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God will prosper you. Amen. But you are hypocrite, gossiper, liar. I mean, name it. Everything that the word says that you should not be doing, that is exactly what you do. But we say, praise the Lord, that you jump. Hallelujah. This year is your year. Say, yeah, hallelujah. It cannot be your year. Because as far as you continue in sin, you are not free. You are not free. They let you believe that you are free, but if truly you were free, you will be free from sin. You will get out of those things that are not making you to progress. The same level all the time. Hey, you cannot say God takes us from one degree of glory to another. You cannot start with this God and be serving this God in truth. And your life is the same. It's impossible. It is impossible. Because if you come to be truthful to yourself, that indeed, according to the word that was preached last Sunday, I am a liar. I am a liar. This is the word of God exposes different darkness in us. So we all come to Christ as sinners. We have darkness in us when we come to Christ. So if you come and recognize that, oh, this area of my life goes against the word of God. This area of my life goes against the word of God. And I have to do something about it. And we have been saying it all the time. It's not you that is going to let it go. But there is a spirit that is given. Someone is given to help you. That is the Holy Spirit. So if you come to realize that by the help of the Holy Ghost, you are also going to cooperate. In other words, yield yourself to be led by the Spirit of God to help you. You will definitely be free. You will definitely be free from lies. Because gradually, you are conscious about it. You are about to tell a lie. And then the Holy Spirit prompts you. Say, oh. Maybe even though you were prompted few times, you still told it because you were so much used to it. But gradually, the next thing you know, lies are out of your life. The truth would definitely make you free. So in John 8:36, he said that you can also be experiencing some kind of counterfeit freedom. Counterfeit freedom. That is the time that we are preaching the doctrines of the devil to tell you that it is well with you. Hallelujah. This is your year. Praise the Lord. Everything is glorious. God had blessed you. You are prospering. People of the world, they are also prospering. This year, you are going to have the latest edition of the newest of the newest of the newest of the car. Whatever. He said, amen. Hallelujah. I have it. Maybe at that time, you have already bought it. He said, you are going to get more. But they are not touching what is going to take you to hell. So Jesus said, in John 8:36, he said, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. So the true freedom is only through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. True freedom is only through Jesus Christ. Okay. Then I'm in the church. How do I really know that I am walking in the truth? We have touched basis on that. The Holy Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth, and He will guide us into all truth. This is verified. Because Romans 8:1, the word says, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Please, watch this. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So you can be in Christ Jesus and you are being condemned, because if you are in Christ and you walk not after the flesh, you walk not after the Spirit, which means you walk after the flesh, you are condemned. Who condemns you? Number one, you yourself. You yourself, your heart has to be condemning you anyway. You know that you are not doing the right thing. You know that your deed goes against the written word of the living God. You know that. But if you walk by the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God will always, always, always be truthful to you. Will lead you to the word of God according to the it is written, the perfect will of the living God in your life. So that is why I said the problem is not about what they are coming to do. The problem is you, because you have to make sure that your heart is right. Whatever decision that you have to make, maybe you are prompt to tell a lie. Maybe because of the circumstance, that is what everybody is doing, and it comes to you, what is going to be your decision? Are you also going to tell a lie? Or you will say that you are a Christian, that no matter what, you yield this situation into the hand of God. May the Lord take over, that you are going to say the truth about it. It might cost you, and it will cost you. But I know the Lord will stand with you. John 16 and the verses 3, he said, talking about the Holy Spirit, he said, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of truth. So now, watch this. John 1:17, he said, when we will read it again, he said, the law was given to Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. But now the man, and we have seen it, that Jesus Christ himself, he said, I am the truth. I am the truth. The Holy Spirit that Christ gave us is also called the Spirit of truth. These two things that the believer had received, it's all light. It's all light. There is no lies from God. When one has come to know Jesus Christ, your stand is all light. That is the reason why if you stand right, darkness has no business in your life. Because they cannot take the light. They are not of the light. They are not of the light, and they cannot take the light. So the best thing for us to do is to make sure that we stand in the light. We do not move from our position of strength. We stay in that light. And that is how the works of the enemy has no power over us. Do you think that by the time that you are in the light, Satan is not working? Satan is working and causing all kinds of commotions around. But it is not coming to your dwelling, because your dwelling is guided by the light. And they cannot take that light. So they cannot come close to you, close to your children. I said something. I said, do you know, even if our children are not praying, but the parents stand and they are praying. We know this by Job. Satan, have you checked my son Job? God, how can I check Job? I am moving around. I see Job. All that I see about Job is the fire that you have set around him, around his family, around his asset. And I cannot go close to this fire. You think I'm stupid? I'm not. When I see fire that is going to burn me, I'm not going there. So as far as you dwell in that light, they see the light, they cannot come. They see the light, they cannot come. And anyone that, you know, do you know that they boast of their powers? They said, I can see the light, but she thinks that she's very strong. This time I will show her pepper, and they will come, try and just to see if what you have is a counterfeit light or a true light. If that light is from the Lord, they shall be electrocuted just right there. electrocuted. So you can see that the problem is not them, the problem is you. You making sure that your light is truth. So the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is called the Spirit of Truth. Jesus said, when that Spirit of Truth is come, He will guide you into all truth. He will guide you. So if you want to know the truth, you will know. Whatever situation that you are in, if you want to know the truth, you pray to Almighty God, Father, please let me know what is going on. They come around, they are using somebody's face. They come around, they're doing all kinds of things. They are hiding, doing evil. Who is behind this? Satan also comes in dreams. Counterfeit situations. I dreamt. Someone was telling me. Said, I dreamt and I heard a voice telling me, kill yourself so you can be with Jesus Christ. Look at you. Where in the Bible is it written that you have to commit suicide to be with Jesus? That was the voice of the devil. The voice of the devil. And people are hearing voices that, you know, go against the word of the living God. If it's from the Lord, you are led by the Spirit of Truth. And when this Spirit guides you, He said that He shall not speak of Himself. The Holy Spirit guiding the believer, He doesn't speak of Himself. But whatsoever Jesus is speaking, that is what He hears. And He shall show you the things to come. So when people are moving around, you want to know the truth about the situation, you pray about the situation. They are bothering you at your workplace. They have come around evil tables and making evil decisions concerning your life, concerning your children. They have planned this thing. You have no clue. You have no idea. Simply because you worship your God. You serve your God. And you are praying, doing what the word tells you to do. Pray without ceasing. And you are praying. You are in your bed. And the next thing you know, the Spirit of the Lord will take you in the realm of the Spirit into their meetings. The wonderful thing about it is that you are just there. You see them and you hear them talking, but they don't see you. You hear everything. And afterwards, God wakes you up. And you raised up your hands and said, Lord, may your name be glorified. You pray about it. And fire from above scatter their meetings. Fire from above cancel every wickedness that they are planning against you. That is what the Holy Spirit is capable to do. Truth. He will guide you. When people are roaming around, I want to know, I want to know, I want to know. They go to fetish priests. They go to Baba, consulting everything that can be consulted, they consult. But you, because of your fellowship with Christ, because of the relationship with the Lord, by the time that you finish praying and you go to bed, the Lord is just showing you, my son, I need you to pray about this. I need you to pray about that. I need you. So, Satan has no business. Please, remember this. Some of them, some of these dreams that you will receive, you come out of it and you say, ha. Now watch. If someone, especially Satan, who is a liar, father of lies, he had something evil planned against you, against your family, do you think that he will come and reveal them to you in dreams so that you can pray against him? No way. So, but you came to find out that this is what they are going to do. Who brought it? God. God brought it. God brought it. Why is God bringing this? Truth. Truth. For what purpose? So that the word of God might stand. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things, they belong to God. The things that are revealed, they are for us and for our children. So that the law shall be fulfilled. You do what the word tells you. Once you know, you stand. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, first of all, I thank you for the revelation in my life. I cancel every plan of the devil. Every step that my Lord, they are willing to make. The decisions that they have taken from this round table of the darkness, I cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everything that you say, God is doing it. The Lord is doing it. Prayer, it is, first of all, from heaven to man and from man to God. What is it that you are going to pray about? To pray the right way, the Lord has to release his word. That is why it is good when the Holy Spirit has taken over your prayers. So for the Spirit intercedes on our behalf. Last week we saw that Jesus Christ is our high priest over there. He also is praying for us. Believer's life is a life of prayer. That is why the Father said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Because that is what will keep you going, keep your family going, and you will stay out of trouble. The Holy Spirit, he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hears, that he will speak. And he will bring all things to your remembrance. So with all that we have said, if truly you want to live a life of power, it's to be living a life of truth. You want to live, want to be a Christian, not a powerless Christian, but a powerful Christian. Because he said, all power is given unto me from heaven and earth. Therefore you go. We are sent, we are on assignment here. John 17, please, Father, day that you have given me, my work is done and I'm coming back. They are here in the world, but they are not from the world. Therefore, keep them away from the evil one. Keep them away from the evil one. John 14, 1, trust in God and trust also in me. For in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. I am coming to receive you to myself. So where I am, that's where you will be. We are on assignment. We are on assignment. When the time is up, you will not live 1 second above your time. You will not live 1 second above your time. So as far as we wake up every single morning and the strength is there, we say, Lord, we glorify your name. But as you are saying, God, we glorify your name, you also have to remember that you are on assignment, that your assignment is not over. May the Lord grant us wisdom to walk in truth, to live a life of truth, remembering ourselves of the reason of our lives, not just because every time you are in America here, abundance of food, the moment that you are in front of a fufu, good food, you sit down there, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. I bless your name, for you have blessed us. You have blessed my children. Look at this. You are praying that type of prayer because you are empowered by the fufu that you can see. Before Jesus Christ, listen to this. This God that we serve, Psalm 51 and the verse 6. He said, behold, David was the one making this statement. He said, behold, thou desireth truth in the inward part. David came to realize that, you know, some people, when they are short in the grace of God, they said, even David sinned. Even David. If David had what you have, David wouldn't have committed those sins. Absolutely not. David didn't have the indwelling, permanent indwelling of the Holy Ghost. He was a king, so he was also operating with the Holy Spirit, but it was the Spirit upon. Holy Spirit will come, do something, and leave. But Holy Spirit was not indwelling in David. So the man was struggling with sin. But you, the Holy Spirit has been given. Romans 6:14, he says that sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law. David was under the law, for you are under grace. So with grace, grace overcomes sin. Grace overcomes sin. Grace overcomes sin. So if you come to realize that you are a child of grace, you are in Christ, the man came with grace and truth, you are of the truth. Darkness has no business in your life. They are coming to you, you know, bringing dubious things, and because of money. Because of money. You are opening the door. You have to know that you are opening the door for the devil to come in. If you break the hedge, the serpent shall surely bite. But the serpent cannot bite as far as the hedge is not broken. They see the fire, they see the light. David came to realize that God Almighty desires, you know, the inner truth. The truth from the... So, you see, what does it mean? Let me just say one thing about it. You know, truth in the inward part, what does it mean? It means that the inner man, your life inside is the same as your life outside. By their fruit, we shall know them. If you don't know them by their fruit, they are liars. So they say one thing, they do something else. They say one thing, they do something else. But if you are of the truth, your inner life and your outward life will be the same. A child of God that is going to a family, and the people, as soon as you knock the door and they come and check, they see that it's you, say, hey, he's coming home. Something definitely is wrong, because they know that your feet is running to come and shed blood. By the time that you left that home, something has been broken in that home. You are evil. It's not of God. But the child of God, with the feet washed, with the preparation of the gospel of peace, everywhere we step is peace. Peace. They want to have you in that house because when you are there, they enjoy the fullness of peace that you carry. The type of advice that you are given. You are a Christian sister. Another Christian sister will come to you because she's facing some problems at home with a husband and looking for godly counsel. Oh, Sister Mercy, you know, I just want to discuss this thing with you, and because this morning what happened with my husband and so-so-and-so and this and that and hey! 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 Put the Bible aside. This is not a matter to joke with at all. Stand on your feet. Show him that this is America. It's America. We are not in Africa here. Show him this is America. And look at you. Your inner life has to be the same. So he continues. In John 1:17 that we said that the law was given by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. God is the truth. Deuteronomy 32 in verses 4. Let me run through this. He said, he is the rock. God is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. So our God is a God of truth. There is no darkness in him. And this is one thing that I have always been saying. You know, the judgment of God, that one day we are all going to stand before the seat of judgment, the judgment seat of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what we are going to be judged on. Watch. He said in the book of Psalms, Psalm 96 and the verses 13. He said, before the Lord, for he cometh, to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. We are going to be judged with the truth in Christ Jesus. We are going to be judged. He's going to judge his people with the truth. Are you in line with the law in Christ Jesus? God is a God of truth. How do we worship him? We worship God. Luke 4:8. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou serve. So before you serve God, worship him. Before you serve God, worship comes first. And John 4:24, he said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him, they must worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship God before you serve him. But before you worship God, make sure that your fellowship with God, your worship with God, is done in spirit and in truth. The inner part, the inner man, is truly the one that is bringing, and there is no lie in you. Your yes is yes. A Christian brother that says that, oh brother, wait for me. I will be there at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, it means that he will be there at 12:30. 12:30. You don't have any problem to tell somebody that this is America, it's not Africa. But you have a problem with the time because you are still operating with African time. We are in America, operate with America. Truth on every, you know, you have an appointment with someone. If you are late, what do? You call the person, say, I'm running late. But you said 10:30 you'll be there. And you come 12:30. Because, oh, he's not doing anything. Who told you that in America someone has time? Everybody's time is just, these are small, small things that we consider to be maybe nothing. But it is part of it. It means that you don't have respect for the person, for yourself, and also for the work that the person is doing. It's a matter of respect. So if you do have respect for God, when it is time for church, it's time for church. When sometimes I'm baffled. We come bringing our worship Sunday. We said, oh, Sunday is the gathering. But Sunday, you are coming and you don't even consider time. It's a lack of respect for God. We have to work on this. So I was telling my wife, I said, my dear, it's important. Get your things ready on Saturday evening. So that Sunday morning you wake up, everything is ready. And surprise, this morning she was ready. Are you not waking up? Because I wake in the middle of the night. He said, yeah, I'm coming. And I was still turning. The woman was already dressed, ready. I said, ah, God, I thank you. May God bless you, my dear. Worshiping God in truth. And my last point, and we are stopping just right here. As children of God, I just mentioned it. Zechariah 8 and the verses 16 and 17. Let me read this. He said, these are the things that ye shall do. These are the things that you will do, children of God. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. So let truth communicate among ourselves. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Let people know you by your word. Let them know you by your word. So they will not come to you with counterfeit and nonsense. Because they know that you are the type that will not take nonsense. You are a man of your word, a man of truth. When you say yes, it is yes. If you say no, your no is no. When you see evil, you don't entertain it. When you see craftiness, you are not there. Dubious ways, you are not there. Faking, you are not there. and they will not come around you. They won't even think of bringing any rubbish before your home because they know you. You are a man, a woman of integrity. The gossip, they will not call your home. Nobody will call you and ask you, say, have you heard? And you will not be calling anyone to tell the person, say, oh, you know, I went to the market. And I heard. But you never call anyone to say, oh, did you check the scripture under the Bible? Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Let your home be a home of truth. If you are faking your children in the home, they know. They know. They know. The way you speak to your wife, when someone is around, you can't speak that way. Honey, that was the time that people are around. When they are not there, hey! That's not it. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. Imagine evil in your heart against his neighbor. Sometimes, I mean, you know, that is why we come before the Lord. He said that when we come, we should confess our sins. We sin. Someone has done something wrong to you. Maybe the person was conscious about it. Maybe it wasn't. You see, but you kept it in your heart. God said that if you have any issue with a brother, a sister, you go and confront the person. Oh, what you did, what is it that I did? Oh, the last time, the person he doesn't even remember that he did anything wrong. You see, you can see that it's in your heart. It's something that is you. And if you have done something wrong, that someone comes to you and I say, you don't have that spirit of forgiveness. Maybe the person was in that bad mood or something. Say, oh, please, you know, really, forgive me. Forgive me because I was just a little stressed. And it stopped just right there. It stopped right. The person made the step. It was led by the Holy Ghost to come and see you. You are coming to see me. You are coming to see me after what you have done. May God punish you. Hey, look at you. Your mouth is supposed to be a blessing mouth. Bless people. Not cursing them. They are in the same church. They are fighting in the church. One is coming. Usher is, you know, helping you to come and see, sit here. You will see your adversary say, no, usher, please, let me look at you. Order in the church of God. Order. Don't imagine any evil. But love no false oath. Love no false oath. And only God knows that in America, it's full of false oaths. You go there, they give you the Bible. They say, what religion are you? You said you were a Christian. They say, take the Bible. Put your hand on it. Swear that you will say the truth and all truth. You will say the truth and all truth. And you say, I swear. Said, okay. If you lie, we got you. Because your God shall punish you. But you will stand there because you want the papers. Say the truth. I say the truth. Raise up the Bible higher. And you raise it high. It is written in the book, oh. It is written. Swear no false oath. Because he said, for all these are things that God hate, says the Lord. May the Lord God bless somebody here. May the Lord God bless his word in somebody's life. May the purpose of the living God be established in your lives. May you live and live long. Living long in the truth in our Lord Jesus Christ. That every darkness in our lives fade out. unto the glory of the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless you.